Last month, the Democratic Republic of Congo held its first elections in 40 years. And while final results are not in, many Congolese hope that a new government will bring stability to a country ravaged by years of misrule and war. But Congo still faces many major challenges, among them over 200,000 refugees living in exile along the country's eastern border. Michael Cavanaugh reports.
While millions of his countrymen went to vote for the first time in decades, Paul Kubinaposi was stuck in a refugee camp high up in the hills of Rwanda. One of my greatest wishes was to participate in these elections, and I feel like it's a right that was denied to me, he says. But it's still too dangerous for Kubinaposi to return home. Like most of the other 18,000 people in this camp, he is a Congolese Tutsi. Tutsis have lived in eastern Congo for generations, but they still speak the Rwandan language Kinyarwanda. Many Congolese consider the Congolese Tutsi to be foreigners, a perception that was only heightened when they allied themselves with the invading Rwandan army during the Congolese wars. Rwandan and Tutsi militia groups were a particularly vicious bunch. They robbed, raped, and slaughtered thousands of civilians. In response, other Congolese militia groups and politicians targeted the Congolese Tutsi community and at one point took away their citizenship rights. Many, like Kubinaposi, have been living in refugee camps along Congo's border for as long as 10 years. Perpetu Gikwavu left her home, her land, and her livestock in Congo and came to this refugee camp without even a change of clothes. She worries that Joseph Kabila won't rush to change her situation.
It was first of all the politicians in Kabila's transitional government who are responsible. They are the ones that said, get rid of the Tutsis, get rid of the Congolese Tutsis, get rid of the Rwanda funds. If Kabila doesn't change his policies, we'll have to stay here as refugees.
Before the war, 41-year-old Gikwavu had never even heard the term Rwanda phone.
At that time,
we all thought we were Congolese. I considered myself Congolese like all my friends.
But in the atmosphere of poverty and insecurity that marked wartime Congo, it was easy to divide Congolese along ethnic lines. Now that those lines have been drawn, it's proving difficult to erase them. In a barbershop about 60 miles from the refugee camp, just over the border in Congo, a group of 20 and 30-year-olds hang out and talk politics above the buzz of electric razors. Though they're from all different ethnic backgrounds, tellingly, there's not a Tutsi among them. This is especially surprising because many Tutsis used to live in this neighborhood. Inside the shop, 28-year-old Anthony Kashosho suggests that suspicion of the Tutsi still runs deep.
In the Congolese spirit, there is not this hate. We don't hate the Tutsi. But they are the ones who brought the war to Congo. They are the ones that killed.
26-year-old Ombeni Hamamungu thinks that he and his friends might be willing to reconcile with the Tutsis if the Tutsis themselves are willing.
La réconciliation. Reconciliation?
We know we'll have reconciliation. When we finish these elections, we will reconcile. They are our brothers. But on their part, they want to be different than us. That's their problem. But on our part, they are our brothers.
But when Ombeni is asked if the Tutsi were Congolese, he doesn't hesitate.
No, ils ne sont pas des Congolais. Ils sont pas des Congolais.
No, he says. They're not Congolese. Finding a way to reintegrate the Congolese Tutsis back into Congo will be one of the most difficult tasks for the new Congolese government. The main Tutsi candidate for president caused a stir when he called for new elections because, he alleged, there was widespread fraud in the voting. Meanwhile, Tutsi militia groups have been reluctant to integrate into the new national army, while over 100,000 of their kinsmen remain in exile. Until it's safe for all Congolese to return home, they say. Congo's transition from war to peace remains incomplete. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cavanaugh in Kigali.